Shalom, everybody. We're learning today Parshas Va'era. This Dvar Torah, this Vort, should be L'zechus Refua Shlema for Yechiel ben Itta, B'soch Shar Chol Yisrael. So we begin in Perek Vav, chapter 6, Pasuk Yud Gimel, 6:13. Vayedaber Hashem Moshe vel Aaron vayitzavim el b'nei Yisrael. So Hashem spoke to Moshe and Aaron, and he commands them regarding b'nei Yisrael. The El Paro Melch Mitzrayim, and about Paro, the king of Mitzrayim, Lahotzias B'nei Yisrael Me'eretz Mitzrayim, to take out the Jewish people from Mitzrayim. So it seems there's two sort of separate commands going on over here. There's something about Moshe and Aaron, there's something about the Paro. So Rashi HaKadosh is sensitive to this, and it says, Vayitzavim El B'nei Yisrael, what's the tzivoy, what's the commandment on the B'nei Yisrael? Tzivam Aleihem Lahanhigam B'nachas V'lis Bolosam. So the first commandment that Moshe and Aaron be given is to be patient. And that's something we all need. We all need more patience. They tell the joke about the New Yorker's prayer for serenity. God, give me patience and give it to me now. But it's something that's true, because when you're dealing with people, when you're in any sort of leadership role, you have frustrations, you have setbacks, you have sometimes difficult people, but there's an idea of having savlonus, of being patient towards them. And then there's a second part of the pasuk, the El Paro Melech Mitzrayim. There's a second tzivui, a command that's going for Moshe and Aaron towards Paro. Again, the first one is how they should react to the Bnei Yisrael, but the second one is going on Paro. Tzivam alav lechaluk lo kvod bidvrehem, that they should have kavod towards the Melech. We think who Paro was and what he represented, and nevertheless, there's a kavod malchus that have to give to them. Zemid Rosho. Pshutol, pshat, says Rashi, tzivam al dover Yisrael v'al shlichuso shel Paro. Okay, what's the commandment? Just, I'm telling you that this is what you're going to do. That is, in fact, the tzivui. Comes along the Yushalmi and has a deeper understanding of the actual tzivui that's happening here. And according to Yushalmi, there's a tzivui, there's a mitzvah that's being given to the Klal Yisrael right now. And what is that mitzvah? Says the Yushalmi, it's the mitzvah of shiluach avadim, to send out your slaves. So what do you mean? The Jewish people right now, do they really have any slaves? Well, the Meshech Chachma says yes. If you look in the Meshech Chachma, he brings out the idea that there were some wealthy Jews in Mitzrayim that, yes, they in fact had slaves. They had workers for them. So right now, but when everyone's getting ready to get free, and Moshe Rabbeinu is setting a number of events in motion that's going to culminate in leaving Mitzrayim, so the Jews themselves have to set forth their avodim. That's one way of learning it. But Rav Chaim Shmulevitz explains that perhaps we can take a different understanding. And it relates to something we spoke a little bit about in last week's Parsha Shmuz as well. The idea about being sensitive towards others. You're right. At this point, there probably weren't any slaves that the Jewish people had. But there's going to come a time when you're going to be wealthy. And you're going to have people who are working for you. So right now, at this point in time, when you yourself are poor and downtrodden and you're broken and you're crushed and all you want to do is get out of this miserable situation you find yourself in, you don't like being an eved, don't ever forget that. And with empathy, remember when you, later on, when the wheels of fortune will change and you'll be on top and you'll have your own avadim, remember how miserable it was. So I'm giving you the parsha right now of shiluach avadim so that you should know how it feels and realize don't deprive others of that same experience that you wanted for yourself. So later on, when there will be a mitzvah of shiluach avadim, the Jewish people will be commanded, you won't say, why am I getting rid of my property? And that's really what an eved was. He was someone who worked for you. It was a status symbol. It was a help. No, don't forget the humanity behind it and be sensitive to them, because you yourself know what it means to be an eved. Continuing in the parsha, we know that Hashem tells Moshe to go out to Paro and to warn him early. Why? Because he has to go to the bathroom. And Paro pretended he was a god, right? And therefore, since gods don't have to go to the bathroom, Paro goes out early into the morning to relieve himself in the Nile River. So Moshe is told, go to Paro now, early in the morning, and say, look, I know what you're doing. This whole shtick isn't real. I understand that you're trying to fool everybody, but I'm telling you, God knows, I know. Give up, let go of the Jews. That's the way that Rashi learns. There's a medrash that was quoted from Rabbi Elimelech Biderman, Shlita. And he says like this, that there's a medrash Shmos Rabbetz in Yud Aleph, And he says, do you know why? Do you know why Moshe was told to go out to Paro early in the morning? Because Paro wanted to go daven. And if Paro would have davened, his tefillos would have been accepted. So Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu, go out early in the morning in order to stop him from davening. Listen to Medrash Shmos. Where is it? Oh, Lama. Why does he have to do this? Ki osum shenal v'neim, kach haya Paro rotza la'asok v'tefila. Paro wanted to be osek and to do tefila. V'alma kodesh baruch ha l'moshe. So Hashem tells Moshe, ad shlo yetze, until before he goes out, lech v'his yatzev lifonav. Go stop him. Now think about this. How many times in our life does a little yetzahara come to us, or maybe it's a big yetzahara comes to us and says, what, you're going to daven? Hashem cares about your tefilos? And you tell yourself, look, I know who I am, and I know everything I've done, but I'm not worse than Paro. And if Paro's tefilos could be accepted by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so much so that Moshe Rabbeinu has to go out beforehand and stop Paro from davening, so I'm not worse than that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mekabel my tefilos as well, and he wants my tefilos. So let's take a lot of chizik from this parsha. Let's take the idea about being sensitive towards others because of the experiences that we've gone through and to relate to others. And let's take the idea of the chizik and understanding how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu cares and values and cherishes every tefillah that comes from his Jewish people. Wishing everybody a wonderful week.